Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 28th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name at the moment is Seema Mary Roberta Bakewell. My age is, I'm 64, and I live in Loughborough in Leicestershire.
And how are you doing today, Seema?
Sorry?
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. Bit nervous.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think I read about it in The Guardian when there was a series of articles about what was going to be done with the plinth. And then I believe there was it was said that a number of artists would put in suggestions, and I read about this one before it was chosen. Then read that it had been chosen. So I'm sure it was The Guardian initially.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I put myself forward because I hoped that it would win when I first saw it as one of the options, because I like Gormley's work so much. And then when I saw it had been chosen, I sort of registered an interest, because I thought, well, if you say you like it, then you should be willing to participate in it. So that was why.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Well, first of all, I must be a replacement for somebody in July, because I'd first heard that I'd not got the draw in July and in August, and then it came through just as I was going off on holiday. So I'd thought I wouldn't get it, really, by then, and so I was surprised, first of all, and then had a quick look at my schedule and found that I could just about squeeze it in. So then it was so quick before I went away that I just had to make sure that I got all the registration done, you know, so I didn't have time to sort of have down. So I rang up one daughter and you know, got her reaction, but I would have done it anyway.
So what are you planning on doing today?
I'm going to start off by sitting there and reading my newspaper. It amuses my children that I've always got a backlog of newspapers. My other daughter has made the remark that the clue is in the word, that they are newspapers and are meant to be read on the day that they're published. But I never seem to manage to do that. So they suggested something, you know, on that. So I'm actually going to take up my local newspaper, and I believe there's an article about me in it, because they interviewed me. Or I'm mentioned in an article on it, and this, I wouldn't let my daughter tell me what they'd said, but I know she was, do you know what they've said about you, she says. I'm going to see what they said about me. That would be the first thing, and then I intend to take some photos. I intend to put on my mobile phone, and people can ring me if they want to. And then I'll see partly how it goes, you know. But I'm starting off with a newspaper with 11s, so I'm having my coffee and there's something to eat up there first. First things first.
11s.
Yeah. Because it's at 11 o'clock.
And what is the reason for this backlog of newspapers?
Because I'm always off doing other things, you know. I go to the theatre. I have said to people over 100 times a year, but when I actually looked, it turned out to be 120 last year. The cinema probably nearly as much. And then if I come down to London to the theatre, I'll spend the day at different exhibitions. So I've also gone on a lot of holidays since I've retired. So I do catch up on my newspapers on holiday, actually. But
So you're quite keen on the arts?
Yeah, I enjoy them. Yeah.
And what's the last thing you saw?
I saw a play in Northampton last night, the Theatre Royal, called Man of the Moment, Alan Ayckbourn, which is about the way that the media distorts events, which and it was actually based on an interviewer who was had her own agenda, shall we say. But, I just thought it was funny. Well, it was going to be funny. Ayckbourn's funny anyway. But, it was good.
And can I ask you a little bit about yourself, your interests?
Obviously my interests are, at the moment, are sort of what I've said. I've lots of other interests. It's finding the time to do them. I like being at home, actually. I seem to get tempted to do other things, but I do like being at home and, pottering around, doing things around the house, getting that set up. But I do get distracted. And I've just been on an archaeology tour of Orkney and Shetland. I like those sorts of things. I've traced my family history, that, something I'd like to complete at some point. My family, I think, since I've retired in particular, I've got 5 children, two grandchildren in the States, so, I'm not lost for things to do.
And how long have you been living where you are?
I've been in that house now 11 years, pretty much. And I was in the previous house about 5 miles away in Shepshed. I think that must have been nearly 20 years. I've lived in Leicestershire all the time, apart from student Hindon.
And before your retirement, what were you doing?
I was working for a pharmaceutical company. Difficult to explain what I did, really. I joined it in the statistics department because I studied statistics originally, but I didn't ever work as a statistician there. But that was the thing that caught my eye. And I did other things, in the company to do with data, dictionaries, data management systems, this sort of thing, mathsy type things. A lot of it on the sort of interface between ordinary normal people who were running the clinical trials and the techie people who were setting up the systems, because they often found it difficult to understand each other. So I think things are, along that divide. I'm not as techie as the techies, and that sort of whatever came up in that area.
And are you quite familiar with Anthony Gormley's work?
I'd go and see Anthony Gormley's work whenever I get the chance. I went up to Crosby Beach, to the beach when I was going up to the Lake District, just to see that one, before that, and I think they're all such powerful works, the things that you see, and it depends what effect they have on you personally. I like his things.
And have you been following this project so far?
I haven't looked at it on the web because I didn't want to be influenced by what was going on. I thought my imagination struggles at the best of times, and if I start to see what other people are doing, it'll either put me off what I want to do, or I'll think, oh, maybe I ought to do that, and I thought I should. But I definitely want to see it once I've done it myself.
And how do you think you'll be able to add to the project?
Well, as far as I saw the project, it was simply because it was a representative sample. So to that degree, I think just by being selected and by going there and by being there as yourself, that you contribute, in the sense that he set up the parameters and you do things within that. So my only thing about it was that I shouldn't do anything that was sort of false, that wasn't me. And it would have been a temptation when you see what other people have been doing, which have done some fantastic things. But so I just trust his vision, that's all. And, you know, but if I can participate in it, then I have to trust that that is, you know, what's wanted. So that's it. Nothing very exciting.
And you say that you're quite interested in the arts, so theatre, visual arts, cinema. Have you ever actually been involved?
Not really, no. I had to, on the form that I filled in, I remembered one workshop that we went to. I can't remember the name of the performance, and sort of worked through various things, and the person wanted, there were about half a dozen people who then went through this thing and then stood on the stage with her and did a few things. And I did that. It was at Derby, I think. It might have been Birmingham. It's somewhere local. And that's the only thing I can think of. I certainly have no yen whatsoever to... I love to watch them. I don't want to be one.
So you've never had any previous performing?
No, only at school, like on the school stage, which you didn't... You know, you learnt your lines and that's all you did. You walked on, you said them, you came off again.
So no. What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
What's important? The thing that's important is my children and my grandchildren. Those are what's important. Because, you know, I think particularly once you retire, it's not that they weren't important before, but you're doing lots of things. You know, people, as I'm sure you know, you come into work, people call on you to do this, that and the other. You know, you're drawn into that the whole time. You have very limited time out of work. Once you're retired, although my time's very full, but I'm doing everything I want to do. But in the end, I'm having such a great time being retired that you don't like to see if somebody else isn't, you know. So my priorities have to be my family. It would be for most people, I would have thought. But yeah, definitely my children and my grandchildren.
And how did you find the transition from working life to retirement?
It was great, easy. I've always had lots of interests. I didn't find any problem. The first day I went out of the house without my name badge on it, I thought, you feel a bit like a bit of a fraud, a bit naked. I shouldn't be doing this in working hours, sort of thing. But it was just that one time. And after that, I was fine. I really enjoyed, you know, working, but I very much enjoy what's come afterwards. So yeah, I had a phased retirement. The company did this so that for the last 6 months you actually worked first 4 days, then 3 days, then 2 days. So you phased down, and you hardly even noticed it was happening. That was made it even better, especially for people who might have worked for longer than I did. But for me, it wouldn't have been a problem even without that.
So just day to day, I mean, if you weren't here, what would you be doing now? What kind of activities do you occupy yourself with?
Well, I'd like to think that I was fixing the house, but unfortunately, I seem to be out an awful lot. So the first year I was retired, I was actually away from home almost half the time. And I go to an awful lot of theatre and things like that. If I'm at home, I'm just catching up on things that I've, you know, missed while I was at home, while I was out. But just busy. Either home or doing one of the other things.
And ultimately, after today, what are you looking to kind of, what kind of experience are you looking for?
From today? I don't know. It's just to do it and see what it feels. I'm not looking for anything, really. I mean, it's an experience. I mean, I've said why I would participate. What I get out of it for myself is just the experience. And, you know, I've seen the plinth in all it, you know, different ways over the years, you know, that's had different things on it. So, you know, I was aware of it. And if you had sort of said to people, well, we'll open it up and anyone can go up and stand there, they probably, you would have had a queue of people ready to do, you know, so just the experience of going up there in itself. But yeah, I wait to see what it's like, you know, so it's a new experience, that's all.
And what kind of effect do you think it will have on you?
On me? I'm not anticipating an effect, but maybe there'll be one, I don't know. Perhaps I don't look that far forward. It was enough of a struggle getting it.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really, no.
Okay, thank you.